This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are invited to join us right here, and you can take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we are gearing up for the upcoming Cannabis Freedom Festival that is coming up starting Friday, officially. We're going to be there, well, Daryl and I are actually going out to kind of get our tent, our booth set up on Thursday. Mark, you're going to actually be hosting, you're going to be filling in for Daryl, who's filling in for you on Thursday nights. So you'll be here tomorrow night with the regular Thursday crew.
I think Thursday's my night off.
Chris and Heather. For whatever reason, that's your night off. But anyway, Daryl is, he picks up Thursdays as
that's
a result
true.
Of you not doing that day. So you're going to be filling in for Daryl tomorrow. So we're going to continue with live shows all the way through tomorrow night. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will be pre-recording our shows as we did during the Somalia Fest and Shire Fest this summer at Rogers Campground. It's our second pilgrimage of the year to Rogers Campground, which I'm very excited about. It's probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Just the incredible vistas, the view that you see of the White Mountains of New Hampshire all around you at Rogers. We get to see it twice a year now, which is just wonderful. So we were down there in June for kind of the beginning of the summer, and now at the pretty much the end of, I mean, there's still a whole month left of summer in New Hampshire, but it doesn't always feel like that in that
jacket.
That last month. Yeah, exactly. Well, at nighttime, any time of the year in Rogers Campground, you should probably have a jacket or a sweater or hoodie or something
like
that. And for those who don't bring jackets and hoodies, well, there's usually some vendor there who's more than happy to sell you an overpriced hoodie in order for you to keep warm. So yeah, better to plan your trip in advance. If you're coming up here, we'll look forward to seeing you, because this year we'll be able to see you. Last year at our very first ever Hemp Fest, we were inside the what they call the media room there, which is an upstairs room in the sort of the Rogers Campground buildings that they have there. And in the past at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that was a fine place to be. You know, back when Free Talk Live was like a new, fresh thing for people in the Liberty Movement, a bunch of people would come to see us there. And then over the years, you know, we're still there. We're still Free Talk Live. We're still doing the thing that we do. And I don't think we're as interesting to people who've seen us before. And so the numbers of people that would come to those live broadcasts were dwindling, I would say, over the years. And so it's nice to get out.
What would happen is the new podcast that the new LRN.FM podcast would come along and have a huge following.
People
would come up for that. And look, that's great.
Like
no
Flaming Freedom
it.
Was a good one.
It's awesome.
Now they're gone, unfortunately.
Yeah. See? And then flamed out.
Yep.
That's how it is. Free Talk Live's more like
there.
The electric company.
Yeah, we're always there.
You turn on the switch, we're there.
Yeah. And but so being outside was a big change for us this year, and I thought it worked really well. Because we had done pre-recorded shows previously at Bitcoin conferences, which helped us because we were able to interview more people easily during the day rather than having to ask them to come back later. So we did the same thing.
It's always the hardest part is trying to get get people to come
wrangle
back
them,
at a certain time.
Wrangle the guests.
Yeah.
And so and it was also really nice because we're outside recording where people can see us because they're walking around the campground, they're getting lunch, they're getting dinner or whatever, and we're out there recording the show. We got a PA speaker so people can hear us. They know something's going on. It makes it more likely that the people who didn't know that we were there are going to find us, and that's important because we want to connect with new people. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be, I think, the best year for Free Talk Live at the Cannabis Freedom Festival. Again, last year it was called Hemp Fest. That was the third year year of HempFest last year, so this is the event's fourth year, and its first year rebranded as the Cannabis Freedom Festival, the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. We got everything getting all packed up. We're hitting the road tomorrow. So if you're going to be up there, we'll look forward to seeing you. You can go to nhcannafest.com to learn more about the event. It's basically wall-to-wall bands. So, you know, this isn't a libertarian event per se, but there will be plenty of libertarians in attendance if last year's attendance was any indicator.
Speakers were darn libertarian.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Page was there, and Matt Simon. I think Daryl and I may have speaking engagements this year, but at the very least we know Jaletta Jarvis, who's going to be the libertarian gubernatorial candidate in New Hampshire, will be speaking on Sunday as well. So, yeah, there's going to be some good speechifying in between the bands, but it's 90 to 95% just rock and whatever other forms of music they will have up there. And it was really good music last time around. If you want to get a taste of it, you can check out the documentary film that was produced by former sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, Robert Mathias. You may know him from the Rebel Love Show. That was his own show that he did on LRN.FM for a few years. He basically spent the last year of his life putting together footage that they recorded at the last HempFest and pieced it into a feature-length 90-minute documentary film all about the events. If you want to get a taste of what it was like last year, including some really nice aerial shots of those views that I was talking about, very impressive drone footage of those views.
Cool.
All set to the live tracks. So somebody who knew what they were doing was recording from the live stage mixer the whole time at HempFest last year. And literally all 90 minutes of that movie, the backing music, is the live music from last year's HempFest.
Wow.
It was really nice. They did a really nice job with it. And you can just search for New Hampshire HempFest documentary, and that'll come up on YouTube. I also made a blog post about it over at freekeen.com. So that gives you a taste of what it's like to be there, especially if you can't make it up to see us this year. But if you can make it, we'll be there, and we'll look forward to seeing you. We're going to be doing a Libertarian Party of New Hampshire outreach booth. Last year we did a Bitcoin booth, and this year we're going to focus it more on sort of the political action that is, needs to happen. People need to get behind the Libertarian Party and start, you know, talking about the ideas of liberty here in New Hampshire, where we've got people coming from all over. And you can join us, of course, on the air. You can join us in real life. But if you want to join us on the air tonight, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, lots of stuff in the news to talk about. The big update that some of you have been asking about is about former co-host who was kicked off of the show a couple years ago, Christopher Cantwell. He made major headlines over the last week and a half to 2 weeks after the Charlottesville, I don't know what you want to call them, fights. Riots, probably not the right word, but people fighting over a statue in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Sounds like pretty close to a riot to me.
I don't know. I mean, thankfully, you know, your typical riot, storefront windows or whatever gets broken. This was just some people fighting in a park. So Christopher Cantwell was, I guess they put out some warrants for, or a warrant for his arrest on multiple charges out of Virginia that had to do with him pepper spraying, allegedly, somebody. And at least that's allegedly what the charges have to do with. He definitely did pepper spray somebody. There's photographic and video evidence of that. He also admitted to having done that, saying that it was a self-defense or in a defense of others style action, and he's ready to he's lawyered up. He's ready to take this to court, and he went and turned himself in today. And I know this because he sent me text messages from a burner phone before he did that. So I presume it was him because I believe that it was him. So, because he sent it to my personal cell phone number, and that's not too widely distributed, so I don't think somebody was masquerading as Chris. I believe that at this time, as of probably about 4 p.m. Eastern time today, Christopher Cantwell is probably behind bars in Virginia, in the Lynchburg area.
See, now, I would wait until a Monday morning to do this.
He was originally going to wait until Monday, but his
lawyer and stuff.
Well, no, what happened was he was trying to find out, get details about the charges, and
right.
Apparently the police weren't talking about that. to even to his attorney. So his attorney wasn't getting answers from the police.
Yeah.
And so I guess he was, you know, wanted to make sure he had all his as much of his affairs in order as he possibly could before going in there. Now, for
yeah, I'd really want to know the specifics on these charges, officers, before I turn myself in.
Right.
It's not like you're going to find me because you don't do police work, you know? So you're waiting for me to turn myself in. Why don't you give my attorney some legal information?
Christopher Cantwell has not won a lot of friends. He's a distasteful individual. But is there a possibility that he could be saved? Could he possibly turn around from this racist viewpoint that he has? We'll talk about it coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
invite you here to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype and Skype username if you want to join us. There is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio.
The internet is replete with backpacks and briefcases and jackets and coats with all kinds of different features. You can get them little charger phone. You can get them so that they've got little wheels on them, whatever it might be that you're looking for and whatever item it might be. It's out there. But do you have one that stops bullets? You got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have a nice jacket that stops bullets, too. Go to bulletblocker.com. Take a look at their huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases, and more. It's a company that was started by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Well, they grew it into a huge selection, and now they've got products that are attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S., and perfect for you and your family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking briefly about Christopher Cantwell, and I don't know if this news has broken. I haven't actually looked to see if the mainstream media has somehow caught wind of this yet, but he's turned himself in today.
Some scam site said that he had been arrested on Monday morning.
Yeah, that was not true.
Yeah, that was not true.
But as of now, I have reason to believe, due to a personal message I've received from him, that he has indeed turned himself in as of late this afternoon, probably around 3:45, 4 o'clock.
You heard it here, folks. The story has broken.
I've had something here in my show prep that's related to all of this discussion that has been had over the issue of race in the last couple of weeks here, not just on this show, but throughout the United States. And it's, of course, all of this is sparked by the Charlottesville controversy over the statue, which, did I hear today that they're tarping the statue?
There's been so many statues taken down. There are more statues taken.
Robert E. Lee, the original one.
I don't know the answer to that, but there have been so many statues that have come down recently that I'm just beginning to lose count.
I believe I heard on the news today that there was some sort of official tarping of the Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville as a memorial to the girl who died in the car wreck. That happened, I guess, during the Charlottesville protests a couple of weeks ago. So I believe that's an update on that situation. But anyway, Chris Cantwell has turned himself in. We do not yet know if he's going to be given bail. Maybe there will be a bail hearing tomorrow morning. Maybe they're going to deny him bail. Chris says he is expecting to be denied bail because he does, maybe it was you who said it. Was it you who said he's going to get denied bail because he doesn't live around there? Somebody said that to me, that they thought he wasn't going to get bail because, well, he's not from around there, so you got to make sure he's not going to, skip out on the bail. So we'll see. We'll let you know as we find out more. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But the story I've had that I've been wanting to share is from IJR.com. That's the Independent Journal Review. Benny Johnson writing about a man who has spent decades befriending KKK members, and hundreds have left the group because of him. Because, a lot of people are upset that I still am friendly towards Chris, as nasty as he has been. And he's been nasty to me on occasion. It's just kind of his personality. Because I'm still friendly, because I still show him compassion, even though I find his viewpoint to be detestable, I still show him compassion. Some people, they can't bring themselves to do that, and they don't have to, right? Like, they've got other people they can spend their time with who they like, and I don't blame them for doing that, but it's kind of bewildering to some folks how I can do that. But I'm not the only one. There's another gentleman, 58-year-old blues musician Daryl Davis, who decades ago learned the most...
What I like to point out to people that have a problem is that you are a minister in the Shire Free Church.
That's correct.
You take that role very seriously, and it is a minister's role to bring their message to people who otherwise wouldn't hear it. If it wasn't for ministers visiting people on death row, they wouldn't get a lot of visits.
Mm-hmm.
few people begrudge the ministers those visits. So I think that it has to do with your history over time with Cantwell, and I can understand their concerns there, but I just don't think it's I don't think it's a strong position for somebody to give you grief about it.
So Daryl Davis, a 58-year-old blues musician, decades ago learned the most effective way to get a Klansman to give up his hood, and that is friendship. Daryl has a unique hobby. In his spare time, he befriends white supremacists. Lots of them. Hundreds. He goes to where they live, meets them at their rallies, dines with them in their homes. He gets to know them because, in his words, quote, "How can you hate me when you don't even know me? Look at me and tell me to my face why you should lynch me." I mean, it's a pretty strong statement to make there. And it reminds me of conversations we've had here on Free Talk Live with callers like Scott the Bigot over the years, where I've asked him point blank, you know, have you ever actually had a conversation with one of these people that you hate, whether it be a black person or a Jewish person or whatever? And he hasn't. He doesn't go out and, you know, meet people or talk to them or try to even understand the things that he hates so much. And so kudos to Daryl here for doing this. He's also, strangely, a collector of KKK robes. He collects them as souvenirs when KKK members decide to give up on racism because of his friendship. Davis, who is a Christian, has met with white supremacists for three decades. He never tries to convert the Klansmen. He simply becomes friends with them, and they give up the KKK on their own. According to an interview with The Independent, Davis is happy to be friends with former Klansmen. He said, quote, "It's a wonderful thing when you see a light bulb pop on in their heads, or they call you and tell you they're quitting. I never set out to convert anyone in the Klan. I just set out to get an answer to my question, how can you hate me when you don't even know me?"
I think that's a good, strong position to come from, you know, because it's interesting how many racists can sort of hold the view that whomever it is, the group that they hate is bad. Mm-hmm. But individuals in that group are not necessarily bad. So you hate
the group. And this is a view that Chris Cantwell does tend to hold, as I understand him today.
Right. And I've heard it a bunch of times, and I've heard it from, you know, different sides on different issues and, you know, different groups and those sorts of things. You'll hear Scott the Bigot, who calls in. He says, you know, he doesn't hate Jews. He hates international Jewish bankers or international Jews or whatever it is. What is an international Jew?
You've
is it a Jew that's been to more than one country? Yeah. Because I've been to more than one country. You know, so whatever that means. And, you know, having spent 8.5 years in prison, I've certainly heard my fair share of racist stuff within those walls. One of the sort of fallback positions, if questioned, would be, you know, I dislike N-words, but he's not an N-word, he's a black guy, right? Like, and I'm sure that I'm sure it goes on the other side, too. You know, people that dislike, you know, whites completely for their skin color.
Racism is, you know, all over the place. Yeah. The toll-free number here tonight, we'll tell you more about this musician who has befriended for decades multiple KKK members and successfully brought them out of their delusions. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You join us here on the radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast. It can even be confirmed instantly. And boy, if you're still on the old Bitcoin network, you probably really want to have a faster alternative. The transactions are getting clogged up over there. The fees, I just sent a Bitcoin transaction, paid a $4 fee today. That's the median fee right now, is a $4 fee.
It's amazing.
To send some Bitcoin. Now, supposedly the segregated witness is going to fix all that, they say. We're going to find that out soon enough because it goes into place just after midnight Eastern time tonight. But meanwhile, Dash is doing great. They actually hit a record high of their price based in U.S. dollars over the weekend. And so it's doing really well. In fact, you can learn more about it over at Dash.org. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime, just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. We're sharing an interesting story, fascinating, actually, in the Independent Journal Review, about a man who has been for decades befriending KKK members. And he's black. 58-year-old blues musician Daryl Davis has convinced a lot of these KKK members, not trying desperately to convert them or anything like that, but just convince them through the process of getting to know them and being friendly with them and showing them that he's just a human being, just like them, and asking them occasional tough question like, how can you hate me when you don't even know me? He's commenting here in what it was, I guess, an originally theindependent.co.uk piece, where he says that these men have come to their own conclusion, that is the KKK members, that this ideology is no longer for them. He says, I'm often the impetus for coming to that conclusion, and I'm very happy that some positivity has come out of my meetings and friendships with them. Not all are fans of Davis's tactics, of course. The musician receives deep criticism from some African-American leaders who call him Uncle Tom or Oreo. Which are insults that are targeted towards black people who are, what, I guess, talk like white people? Is that the idea? Or are friendly with white people? I'm not sure exactly how that insult is always delivered.
It's delivered in any way you want. Essentially, yeah, I mean, it's just delivered any way you want. If you know, somebody... I can't think of a comparative insult that might come from the other side, but, you know, I mean, it's a way of controlling a group controlling itself, you know, and it's wrong.
He also asked...
It's a nasty thing to say to somebody.
So when asked, have you ever gotten criticism from black folks, Davis replied, of course, absolutely. Not black people who are friends of mine, who know me and understand where I'm coming from. Some black people who have not heard me interviewed or read my book jump to conclusions and prejudge me. I've been called Uncle Tom. I've been called an Oreo. It doesn't sway him, says the article at The Independent. I had one guy from an NAACP branch chew me up one side and down the other, saying, you know, we've worked hard to get 10 steps forward. Here you are sitting down with the enemy having dinner. You're putting us 20 steps back.
Yeah, I don't see how that could be.
I don't see it either.
Making personal relationships with people is not, isn't, you know, it isn't a problem.
That's how you break down barriers.
Right. There's a reason that people in this town won't sit down and talk to us. The reason is they want to keep their hate.
That's true.
If somebody wants to sit down with you and talk, that person's ready to listen, ready to understand. And... yeah, by all means, this guy should be sitting down and talking to them. This is a, you know, incredible achievement.
I don't blame anybody who has better things to do. Like, I could understand that the last thing the average person wants to do is sit down with somebody who hates their guts. I get it. You know, there are a lot more pleasant things that you can do with your time in life, right? Like, you can go do whatever your hobbies are. You know, hang out with somebody who actually loves you. I can understand it. But there are certain people like this gentleman here who, this is his mission. This is what he feels like he's been called to do. And I say, God has blessed him for it. I think he's doing great work. He says, I pull out my robes and hoods and I say, look, this is what I've done to put a dent in racism. I've got robes and hoods hanging in my closet. Because, again, for those of you just tuning in, he has a collection of the previous KKK members who have since left the KKK because they got to know him.
They gave him their robes.
Right. And he points to those and he says, you know, these are hanging in my closet by people who've given up that belief because of my conversations and sitting down to dinner. They gave it up. How many robes and hoods have you collected? And then they shut up, he says. Collecting the hoods of Klansmen.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is the thing is if when you stare into the abyss long enough, remember the abyss stares back. If you want an enemy badly enough, you will find your enemy. This guy doesn't want enemies. He wants to make friends. He wants to make relationships. And this is exactly the right way to do it. I'm not saying we don't need people to stand against, you know, bad ideas. We absolutely do. It's just remember that when you're the person that has to stand up against bad ideas, it's easy to develop prejudices.
According to the original piece here, The Independent, Davis, known for his energetic style of boogie-woogie piano, has played with musicians including Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bruce Hornsby, and Bill Clinton. A lot of these Chicago-born Christians' discussions and friendships with KKK members is seen in his 2016 film called Accidental Courtesy, Daryl Davis, Race and America, Surround Music. He said, according to Mail Online, quote, music absolutely played a massive role in bridging many gaps in the racial divides that I would encounter. Davis, who wrote the 1998 book Clandestine Relationships, that's K-L-A-N hyphen Destine Relationships, A Black Man's Odyssey in the Ku Klux Klan, says he ended up in a couple of physical fights with KKK members that he says that he won. The KKK enjoyed an increase in publicity amid Donald Trump's presidential campaign, and then they go on to talk a little bit about the KKK. But I think I thought it was an interesting story, and it sounds like it would be a fascinating book and movie on just – I imagine they're interviewing some of these people that have converted, that have changed their mind. I guess it's a better way to, you know, to phrase that. They've changed their mind because that's all this is. It's just a belief system. This idea about other races being somehow, you know, less than you, as though they're somehow less human than you. Those individuals are somehow not exactly you. I mean, they are. Everybody fundamentally is the same when you break it all down.
Because of the Christopher Cantwell situation here in town, I've had a few conversations in the last couple of weeks about racism. Conversations I wouldn't normally be having.
With people around town?
Yeah, and I feel like I'm being tested to see whether or not I'm a Cantwellian or something.
Really?
But I don't know. That's just, you know, that's just speculation on my part. But I've come to a little phrase here is this: look, libertarianism is at its heart an individualist philosophy. Individualist philosophies, they don't intersect with group-based philosophy. So, you know, I don't, you know, racism is group-based philosophy.
Yeah.
You're taking a group of people and you're talking about them.
Yeah.
I don't care to. Thanks.
Yeah, it's like mixing oil and water. Those two things don't go together. You cannot judge an individual based on the group that you have associated that person with.
Right.
You just can't do it. It's not the right thing to do. It's not how you should treat another person. Even if you can say all kinds of things that may be true, and I don't know about the statistics, because again, as far as I'm concerned, statistics can be manipulated. But even if the statistics that people like Chris Cantwell are out there promulgating are true, to me it's completely irrelevant. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even faze me one iota, because it's only the individual who matters to me.
Indeed.
What do they say? What do they do? That's what matters.
Statistics about whatever group you think I'm in are pretty irrelevant to me, too.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we're going to talk texting, believe it or not, on Free Talk Live. You can join us here, but you can't text in. You have to call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch.
Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, the world of text messaging. Apparently, some people wanted to... Mark, you have a story about how some people are upset at people using proper grammar in their text messages.
I don't know about upset, but it's I've got some thoughts about proper grammar in text.
We'll share that on the way here. We've been talking about a black gentleman who has been befriending KKK members for decades and then ultimately collecting their robes and their KKK memorabilia once they leave the organization, after they come to the conclusion on their own that they were wrong about black people and other races that they have been hating on without even knowing a single thing about them beyond what they've heard through the rumor mill or, you know, doing whatever their supposed research has been that has led them to those belief systems, or just simply being indoctrinated by grandpappy or dad or whoever it was that put those ideas in their heads. So, fascinating story. You're, of course, welcome to comment on that or anything you want to discuss. What was posted on the front page over at freetalklive.com by Snowdog2012 a couple days ago.
He is a prolific poster over there.
Yeah, he's one of the busy ones. We got several of... several folks who do a good job submitting content right there to the front page of our website. It's a Reddit-based front
page. You can, too.
You can, too. All you got to have is a free Reddit account, which there's really no there's a lot of garbage on Reddit, but this is one of the better Reddits out there. And you link that account up to your freetalklive.com account. It's a simple process, and then you can submit content right there to the front page of the website. Other listeners can vote it up or vote it down or comment on it. And this was submitted again just a couple days ago. It is about the ACLU, or it's an opinion piece about the ACLU. So it was not written by the ACLU. This was written by someone calling themselves K. Sue Park, K-Sue Park, on August 17th, entitled, "The ACLU Needs to Rethink Free Speech."
Oh, my.
"The American Civil Liberties Union has a long history of defending the First Amendment rights of groups on both the far left and the far right."
That's what they're supposed to do.
This commitment led the organization to successfully sue the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, last week on behalf of a white supremacist rally organizer. The rally ended with a Nazi sympathizer plowing his car into a crowd, killing a counter-protester and injuring many. After the ACLU was excoriated for its stance, it responded that, quote, that it prevented the government from controlling speech is absolutely, or excuse me, preventing the government from controlling speech is absolutely necessary to the promotion of equality, unquote.
Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, here's my prediction. I'm going to keep repeating it over and over because I think it's this important, is free speech has become this terminology, the dog whistle, as it's called, for the ideas of racism to those on the left. So, essentially, now if you use the terminology free speech, you're going to be painted over time. That's the push. That's the direction we're going, is you're painted as a racist. Because the only free speech that's necessary is the free speech to be a racist as far as these people are concerned.
Well, I can't say I'm really concerned about that, Mark, even though you may be right as far as what some people are going to do as far as trying to paint people who are in favor of free speech as racists, but they're not going to actually find those people who are defending free speech actually saying racist things. The ACLU is not going to say racist things in their defense of freedom of speech.
Look,
and anybody who looks at it will see that pretty crystal clear.
Sorry, man. People don't look. They read clickbait headlines, and then they comment on them. They don't actually look. The I can't remember, Aspen College or whatever it was called out in Washington State, where they were going to have the day of blackness where the white students weren't supposed to be on campus, and the little Jewish professor said, no thanks, that's not, I'm not going to participate, and the students circled around him and shouted him down, and then when he went on a press junket and talked about it, then they called him a bigot for going on Fox News. And these people don't want anything to do with the truth, my friend.
Yeah.
They'll say whatever is necessary, and what is necessary is to say racist, bigot, liar, homophobe, anything. These words, they stop the conversation. They don't forward the conversation.
Yeah, I see
it
what you're
stops
saying.
There.
I see what you're saying. And then you did have this weekend where 25,000 people came out in Boston to oppose what they thought was a racist rally, but in point of fact was not a racist rally.
You know
rally.
They didn't. They thought it was a racist rally because it was a free speech rally, Ian. And that has become...
No, they thought it was a racist rally because they were told racists were going to be there speaking.
At a free speech rally, because free speech is now the dog whistle for racism.
I see what you're saying, but, okay, I didn't see any of the flyers.
Go into a man on the street, right here in Keene, New Hampshire, and ask young people. I'm not talking about anybody over the age of 25. You going to pay me?
No, it's your idea.
You going to come out and hold the camera?
Sure.
How long are we going to do it?
Whenever you want, man.
Fine by me. We'll go ask people under the age of 25 about free speech. I'll come up with a good question, and I'm happy to do it. If you're going to put it up online, you're going to do the branding, and you're going to get us, get it ready for posting, I'll be happy to do it.
Okay.
Because
I'm telling you, a good
percentage of these college students.
You want to only talk to college students?
Basically. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the guy with the flat ball cap with the pants around his butt pushing the baby carriage.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in him. He's not a thinker, if you know what I mean.
I see.
Certainly there is one of them out there that can think, no doubt, but just not enough. I'm referring to...
Yeah, don't judge people by the group that you're putting in
town here. I just see so many of those white kids running around with the sunglasses and, you know, B-boys or whatever the terminology is that they call themselves. I guess I'm just too old. I don't like the fashion sense.
Yeah.
It causes me to make judgments. But, I want the college students. I want to know what they're hearing. Because they don't have their own opinions. They got their professor's opinions or their parents' opinions.
Well, they're coming back, I think, next week. So, actually, this weekend, I believe, is their move back in weekend. So, they'll be back.
Is this it? You know, like,
yep, it's that time. College here, at least, starts right after the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, which ends this Sunday. So I think they're starting probably Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, something like that.
Well, two professors and my wife and I are going out for dinner that the evening before that happens. So,
anyway, the ACLU was excoriated for its stance. Again, they defended the Nazis. They defended the The white supremacists, and again, I'm sorry, not everyone who's a white supremacist is a Nazi, I realize that, but certainly it's not uncommon for them to all be rolled into one.
Right.
Because their core is racism.
I don't feel any real obligation to make sure that I get the name right for these this group of white supremacists, or whatever the terminology is they wish to use. I just don't care.
Of course, that's true, writes the opinion piece here by Kay Sue Park. She says that the hope is that by successfully defending hate groups, its legal victories will fortify free speech rights across the board. A rising tide lifts all boats as it goes. Well, that's maybe her interpretation of it, but also the more important, I think, way to express this is if you do not defend the free speech of the most reprehensible, of the most despicable of speakers, then you should not expect anyone to defend your speech when somebody comes after you for whatever it is you're saying that someone determines is offensive later on.
Yeah, so the ACLU actually absolutely took the right position. The problem is that this Fields guy that ran his car into this crowd and killed, it hurt a bunch of people. Let's not forget about how many people were hurt, too, and then killed this young woman. He's the one who set back free speech in this country. Yep, yes, another Nazi bigot is the one who set back free speech.
How did he set back free speech?
Because
by committing a violent act?
Because every time you say, well, you know, free speech, you give these people free speech, they're going to run a car into the crowd, is, you know, how it's going to go. That's the narrative.
I mean, there's not much you can do to help people who can't think in that way, but I'm sorry. I don't think most people who look at a situation say that a maniac running a car into a crowd has anything whatsoever to do with freedom of speech. That just doesn't follow.
The idea is that the speech whips people up. If they hadn't been able to be there protesting in the first place, would that woman have died? And I suspect the answer is no.
So what you're saying is no one should be allowed, or from their perspective, no one at all should be allowed to protest?
That's, no. The point is, look, free speech is all fine and dandy until you make speech against, you know, groups of people who are powerless is the terminology, the idea. They decide who the groups of people are, and those groups of people cannot possibly say anything or do anything that would be racist, bigoted, homophobic, or whatever. It's... That's just how it is. That's the narrative.
So the lady here who's writing this piece is going to get into where she disagrees. She says, while admirable in theory, this approach implies that the country is on a level playing field, that at some point it overcame its history of racial discrimination to achieve a real democracy.
There you go.
The corner of which is freedom of expression.
It's like I have a crystal ball.
She says, I volunteered with the ACLU as a law student in 2011, and I respect much of its work, but it should rethink how it understands free speech. By insisting on a narrow reading of the First Amendment, the organization provides free legal support to hate-based causes. More troubling, she says, the legal gains on which the ACLU rests its colorblind logic have never secured real freedom or even safety for all. We'll tell you more about what she has to say here in a moment. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Helps steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.